It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Age really is just a number. I mean, think about it. The more and more research has shown that diet, health history, and exercise can play an important, a vital role into helping you not only feel, but look younger. Joining me today is Maria Zucchino, a real woman, going to give us real insights and simple solutions for the working woman on how you can look years younger. Maria, how are you today?
Hi, Jay. Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Now, here's one of the big things I hear all the time. I'm too old. No, I can't start now. Maybe back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I should have started exercising. Oh, I'm so into my ways. Why should I even bother eating healthy? Do you hear that a lot?
I do.
Isn't it frustrating? It's so frustrating because you have to think about it. As we get older, our body needs exercise. It needs balance and exercise. It needs us to what? Bring in the right foods. And I want to ask you, is it ever too late? If we're 50, 60, 70, is it ever too late to start being healthy?
No, I don't think it's ever too late. I don't think I think it's a proactive approach is a positive one for sure. I think it's never too late to start being active at any age. I think seniors are doing it more. I think it's just truly a number, like you said, whether it's walking, whether it's just, you know, exercising. As we get older, you're exercising and things just change a little bit, but you still stay active. I had a milestone birthday in February, and I changed up a few things, but I still love being active. You know, 50 years old, it's still a good thing. There's a lot of energy left. I have more energy.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. Maria, you know, I was thinking about when I was running out the segment and simple ways, simple solutions to help you feel younger, and we could have brought on anybody. But the thing what I wanted to give people is real solutions by real women. Because the thing is, you can pick up a magazine, you can turn on the TV, and you say, wow, that's great, but I can't relate. And that's one of the big things what people are doing. They can't relate. They open the magazine and say, wow, she's, you know, 40, 50, but she has assistants, she has trainers. What was one of the biggest obstacles, personally, for yourself, that you said, wow, this is a hurdle that may be in front of me, but I'm going to take it in stride, I'm going to jump over it, and I'm going to change my life? Was it more in the nutrition, was it more in the exercise, or was it emotionally?
Jay, to be quite honest, I think it was a little bit of everything. I think it goes hand in hand. Being physical, being active for me clears my mind. I think mind and body go together. I think the emotional level for me, everything kind of came together. I have kids. You know, I was always active when they were small. They're now young adults, and I'm still active with them. I like to shoot hoops with them. I try to, you know, eat better. You know, I was always active, and the nutrition, which I thought I was always doing and eating right, I started making lots of great changes. So with that, you know, you start seeing results, and you start implementing small little things, and it's, wow, you have more stamina, you have more endurance, I feel more vibrant, and I think it's food. I think, like I said, I think it's almost a marriage. I think they kind of go hand in hand, because emotional, feeling great, just, I don't know, gets me through the day. If I need to take a break from work, I get up, I take a little walk. I don't, you know, it's good. You know, maybe people don't want to, I park further away when I'm at the food store to get some more steps in for the day. I just try to take the stairs, not an elevator. I find myself just, you know, changing lots of things. Food, definitely. Cooking better, exercising, and I think I'm happier. I think it just gets you through the day.
Maria, I like the word that you said about marriage, because whenever we think about marriage, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we have to think about that with our life. What we're doing is, as you mentioned, you take the nutritional, the emotional, and the physical, and you're marrying together. So many people think, oh, I have to go to the gym for 60 minutes, and I have to eat all this healthy food, and I'll have to take out the things that I really like. And in terms of emotional, there's so much stress with the computers and the cell phone and the kids. But it is a marriage. But there's also simple solutions. And Maria, some of the things I always tell people, if you really want to look younger, start treating yourself better. It starts first with how you speak to yourself. And instead of saying, oh, I'll never have, like people say, oh, I'm too old, they can say, I can, and setting up lists. And another thing, like you were saying about exercise, why don't just dance while you're getting dressed in the morning, or while you're driving your car, contract your core. Stand on, while you're standing online, contract your glutes or contract your core, or stand on one leg while you're brushing teeth. And in terms of nutritional swaps, and when we think about making simple solutions to help take years off of how we look and to help revive our skin. Maria, one of the simplest things that people do not do is get enough water. We're not drinking half our body weight in ounces of water a day. It's the fountain of youth. Just turn on your faucet and drink away. And I got to ask you a question. I'm gonna put you on the spot right now. Are you getting enough water?
Absolutely. Water, we drink water. I have like 20 cases of water delivered to my house every 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, because we go through water. We love it. And that's, I know a lot of people do not like water, but we love it. I am drinking. I definitely have no problem in that area. I love it. So water is great. It's so important for, absolutely.
It is. It is. And not over just drinking the water to keep you hydrated, but I want you guys to think about this. If you want to feel younger right now, grab a bottle of water and drink it. It's a natural energy booster. It revitalizes your skin. It volumizes the cells in your muscle. It helps. Now get this. Indirectly, it helps with back pain, because we walk around. This is statistics. Americans walk around. 85% of America walks around semi-dehydrated. And if you're thirsty, that means you're dehydrated already. We're not getting in enough water. And as you mentioned, some people don't like the taste. A simple solution is simply to chop up some fruit, toss it in. You'll get the benefits, the antioxidant benefits of the fruit. If you toss in some lemon, you get fiber, to soluble fiber. You'll feel full, so you won't overeat. That, Maria, is one of the most simplistic solutions to take the years off your life in terms of how you look and how you feel. So another thing I always say is simple exercises. Dance. Listen, we feel good when we're dancing. Maria, do you dance while you're getting dressed? I mean, I know I do.
I don't dance while I'm getting dressed. I actually dance later on in the kitchen. My kids are, you know, I just, the radio's on. Maybe I'm doing the dishes. I start dancing, and I just, it's kind of crazy and silly, but I love it.
Wait, mom, the kids are watching you do the dishes. No. The kids need to be doing the dishes for Maria. But you did mention something. Your kids are watching you, and the time that you're taking and investing in yourself to celebrate you, to make a difference health-wise, they're seeing, they're absorbing that, and then they're going to what? Act it, and then have it react in their children. So what you're doing is you're setting up a domino effect right at home. And cahoots to you. That's great.
Thank you.
No problem. Maria, one more thing. If someone is just tuning in and they just missed our whole segment, and you want to hit them with that one powerful statement and say, you know what, here's one simple nutrition, emotional, physical hack change that you can do right now to take years off of how you look, what would you say?
I'd say take time for you. Take time for you. Go take a walk. Get some exercise. Drink plenty of water. Water's everything. Water. Just enjoy life a little bit and enjoy and have some time for yourself. It makes you a better mother. It makes you a better person, a woman, friend, everything, wife.
Thank you so much, Maria. To learn more about simple solutions for the working woman, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off of the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.